Into the show, we've got a special personality, interesting personality I mentioned to you. And I also told you that I'd be spilling the beans and tell you all about the person. Well, just to tell you briefly about the person, he runs an NGO, a non-government organization, a non-profit organization to be more precise, called Educate, which is a charitable non-profit organization or a trust that aims to provide better quality of life to those who are deprived of it. The trust is formed with the goal of contributing to a society that has immense talent and potential so that such talent can actually help in building our nation itself. We're talking about Mr. Naveen Banu. Please welcome him to the studios. He's a co-founder and the managing trustee of the Educate, that's the Educate Charity Trust. Please welcome Mr. Naveen Banu. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Karthik. Thank you very much for having me on here.
Oh, you're most welcome. We're glad to have you on here, to be precise. Anyway, so we were talking about Educate, which is primarily an education-based NGO, which focuses on providing education for the underprivileged people. Am I correct on that?
That is right, and that's one of the reasons why the trust was formed 6 years ago. It was formed with two or three people who were involved in getting the trust up and running 6 years ago.
Okay. Right. And Educate has also been helping a lot of students who come from economically backward class in the society and who are in need of funding to continue with their education, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's the spirit with which the trust is formed. The background itself has a lot more to do with it than just education.
And the trust has helped recently in the flood hit areas. The trust has also worked with some old age people, but the primary focus of the trust is education. And we have done this for the last 6 years. The seeding was much earlier. We thought about it about 8 years ago between me and my wife.
Okay.
But then we ended up in Bangalore forming this trust along with another person who's a co-founder of the trust.
Yeah. It's brilliant. Can you tell me a little about the background of the trust and what your primary objectives of the trust are?
Well, the whole idea of forming this trust worked with us about 8 years ago when we were in the United States. And the inspiration came from the kind of work that people in that country do for their own community and the way they give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we were reflecting on that, and we felt that this is something that we should do ourselves when we go back to India. And we returned to India in 2002. We said this is the right platform for us to think about doing something like this. Around the same time, I also had the other co-founder, whose name is Madan. He was looking to form a trust and do something like this himself. Mm-hmm. So we got together and we said that we should pull in the kind of resources that we can, both in terms of time, effort, and money.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this, and his background is that he's a chartered accountant.
Wow.
So it makes it a lot easier for me to run the trust. I don't have to worry about the
finance management part of it. Sure.
He takes care of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The trust itself, we luckily got recognized under ATG in the very first year of operations, and thanks to the fact that we had done the plans for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also got a lot of support from when we were in the U.S., from friends in the U.S. Who encouraged us and said that this is a good idea, and they continue to support the trust even today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we get funds from people who are friends and family as well.
So basically, the foundation stone for this entire organization was laid out in the U.S., not in India, isn't it?
Well, the thought for doing it was actually laid out in the U.S. The whole idea, the formation of what the trust should do. Mm-hmm. You were asking me about what are the objectives of the trust.
Right.
The primary objective, like I said, is education. We want to, and we debated quite a bit on the kind of many options we had, and we felt that this is around the time when the digital divide was really coming into the country, and you've seen that the divide between the haves and the have-nots was really increasing. So we figured that education was one way of leveling that, empowering people, and also leveling the field. For those who, and we ourselves came from backgrounds which were definitely not the ones that were born with a silver spoon.
Absolutely.
So we know what it was. We know what education gave us, and so we said that's one of the best ways of leveling the divide. And the trust, of course, does a lot of other activities. It is now on the list of. I work for a company called Span Infotech, and the company has. helped us be on their CSR plans, the corporate social responsibility plans.
Okay.
So we did quite a bit in the flooded areas recently, along with SPAN. Mm-hmm. Specifically in the Siruguppa district, we did some work. We well, other things we're doing, we're helping some people with old aged, do not have support, or children are not in India kind of people.
Okay. What kind of support did you extend to the people who were in the flooded areas?
Well, again, there were plenty of options we had, but with the trust is, like I said, is only 6 year old. It has its own limitations in the kind of funds it can generate, and that also has the interest it had to take with the corporate social responsibility that SPAN had.
Mm-hmm.
So we took up three schools.
Okay.
In that area, we finally picked two of them, which needed the best support. So we went back to doing the basics again, in some form, connecting it with education.
Mm-hmm.
And we helped. These kids had lost everything. They didn't have their books. They didn't have their uniforms. They had nothing to start with. So they were coming. The schools were not in order. So we helped the school management put things in order.
Mm-hmm.
And we also helped the children with, bringing them back to school by giving them uniforms. We helped them with books, bags, and all of those that are required for them to come back happy to the school.
That's wonderful. That's really, I just can't say enough about what you've done for all those underprivileged people. Anyway, people, you're locked onto FM Rainbow 101.3 megahertz, and we are talking to Mr. Naveen Banu, who runs a charity organization called Educate. Stay tuned. We'll take a short little commercial break. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Also, we have your favorite tracks lined up for the evening. This is Karthik temporarily saying bye, but again.